This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, there's a story. There's a story of in a time of Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid was a Khalifa of his time. He had a wife called Zubaydah. In his company, there used to be this guy called Bahlul. Bahlul was a very spiritual man, but he was almost in his own world. He was like, you know, a really just lived in his own world. But why Harun Rashid would allow him to come to his company? Because he would say some of these ajeeb things which would really inspire people. So one day, Harun Rashid is going for a walk after Fajr. And he goes and he sees Bahlul making something in the sand. And he says to Bahlul, he says, Bahlul, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a house in Jannah. And if you want, you can purchase this house. Harun Rashid said, okay, walks on. Later on, his wife Zubaydah. Now, Zubaydah was an amazing woman. If you want to read her history, she was just an amazing woman. The amount of work she did. She's going past and she goes past this man and she sees Bahlul and she said, Bahlul, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a house in Jannah. And if you want to buy it, you can buy it. She said, how much? He says, one dirham. So she gives him the dirham and she goes. That night, Harun Rashid goes to sleep and he has a dream that he's in Jannah. And he wants to enter this house. And they said, no, this is the house of Zubaydah, which she bought for one dirham. So next morning, Harun Rashid prays Fajr. And he goes out and he sees Bahlul making this house. And he said, Bahlul, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a house in Jannah. He takes out a dirham, gives it to him. Bahlul said, no, not a dirham. He said, how much? He said, the dunya and what it contains, you have to give me to buy this house. He said, why? Yesterday, it was one dirham. Today, the dunya, whatever it contains. He said, because yesterday, it was belief on the unseen. Today is belief on the seen. The Prophet ﷺ said, when the disbelievers will go into Jahannam, the angels will ask him, if you had the entire dunya was made out of gold and you had it all, would you spend it to get out of Jahannam? They said, we would give that and even more. The angel will say, Allah asks you for a lot less than that. Allah asks you for a lot less than that in the dunya. Why didn't you just do it in the first place?